From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. An attacker drove a truck into a crowd of U.S. soldiers at a base in Kuwait earlier today. Initial reports say at least five Americans were wounded in the incident. In Baghdad, Iraqi military officials are promising more suicide attacks against U.S. and British forces following yesterday's car bombing that killed four U.S. soldiers. This weekend, the Baghdad government said it gave a cash reward, 100 million Iraqi dinars, more than $30,000, to the family of a man who carried out yesterday's suicide attack. NPR's Steve Inskeep is at military headquarters in Doha, Qatar. Steve, are you there?
Yes, I am, Leanne. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Tell us, please, what the U.S. is doing to prevent more attacks like that suicide bombing.
A couple of things, Leanne. First off, they're changing their procedures for dealing with cars that approach military checkpoints. That's the simplest answer. The broader answer is this, Leanne. The U.S. is having trouble with people in civilian uniforms attacking U.S. forces in all sorts of different ways. And the Marines in South Central Iraq have now begun what they call seek and destroy missions. They are questioning and searching civilians, attacking them if they turn out to be hostile, and giving them packages of food, we're told, if they turn out not to be.
What can you tell us about the British forces who are working around Basra?
They still have not taken control of that city, Leanne, but they continue raids in this area. They're attacking Ba'ath Party leaders and other targets as they can find them. And the latest news we have is that the British claim to have captured five Iraqi officers, one of them a general. They were captured in a date grove outside of Basra last night. One British official here at Central Command Headquarters describes this as nibbling, Leanne, nibbling at the enemy, trying to wear away their strength.
General Tommy Franks briefed reporters this morning and insisted again that the war plan is on track. How does that tally with reports about a pause in the operation?
Well, General Franks insists that his plan took into account a couple of different possibilities. One thing, he expressed this a couple of different ways in the briefing, but as I understood it, he essentially was saying, we, the United States, were hoping for the possibility that the Iraqi regime in Baghdad might fall very quickly. We were hoping for that possibility, that a swift strike might succeed. Now it would appear that it has not succeeded. That opportunity has been lost. That opportunity has been lost. There may be a longer conflict. But he insists that the U.S. has planned for that and says that these reinforcements that we're now seeing rush to the region were being rushed to the region before. The U.S., he says, was prepared for this possibility of a longer war, and he insists that he is satisfied with the progress so far, even if some outside observers are not.
NPR's Steve Inskeep at military headquarters in Doha, Qatar. Steve, thank you very much.
You're welcome.